your life and my life spin around the decisions we've made, we're making, or will make in the future. Here's the definition of decisions. Decisions come down to this. It's the resolution of a question. Decisions come from the resolution of a question in your mind. And I think about it biblically. Daniel had a question to answer. Am I going to obey the king or am I going to follow God? Paul had to make a decision. Am I going to continue my path of destruction or am I going to, on the Damascus Road, follow this Messiah? Am I going to follow Christ? Abraham, boy, he had a big decision with his son, didn't he? Nehemiah, he asked the question, changed his life. Peter, am I going to continue to fish for fish I can't find, or am I going to be a fisherman of men? Wow. And questions kind of bring you to a point of a decision in your life. I tell you what, this is right at the number one on the list of four or five things we do to be intentional in our life. We're going to talk about decisions. And by the end of the next 28 minutes, you're going to have a handle on how to make better decisions in your life. We're going to hear some words from Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. He talks about type 1 and type 2 decision making. I thought it was kind of interesting. We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about defining moments because many times the major decisions of our life come from a defining moment, a moment in time when there's great clarity or confusion and the questions are being asked. We're going to get to that as well. And then we're going to hang our hat on one verse. There are many, but one verse in Scripture that I think makes all the difference when it comes to making decisions. So come on in and join the discussion. What have you learned about decision-making? What are you passing on to your kids? Maybe you have a question for me. You're trying to make a decision. I'd love to weigh in and just ask you some questions, help you think through what's going on in your life. Phone line is open. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Ministry, Intentional Living Center from Intentional Life Media. Jennifer is running the show. Stephen is taking the calls. Our producer here at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. You ever made a bad decision? It can impact your life for a long time, maybe for all of eternity.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I've made poor decisions throughout my entire life. I made poor choices of the company I kept. I got married at 19 to somebody who, you know, just to escape my home life, and I was broken for a long time. I made bad decisions, but I found the Lord found me, I should say, in that mess and helped me to regain my life. I've been sober now for 3 years, and I was homeless for about 4 years off and on. God just reached down and He's taken those bad decisions and used them to teach me to make better decisions. And so God has restored my relationship with my boy and with my daughter, and He's just a wonderful father. I just told Him I'm sorry for the choices I've made, and He just keeps on carrying me and teaching me how to make better decisions through the bad decisions that I've made. I just wanted to share that and encourage somebody, hopefully, that's struggling with addiction, that God restores and that God is good. And I never knew how to make good decisions as a kid. I was never had any boundaries or anything. And so God has shaped and molded me, and through my bad choices, He's taught me what it means to be His child. And He's teaching me how to see myself as His child so that I can carry that identity as a child of God. I don't make those same decisions because I don't want to disappoint my heavenly Father.
Boy, there's a transformational story, you know, starting out with, man, I made terrible decisions, and ending with, this is what God has taught me. This topic today and tomorrow is transformational. It is the first step in the process of what we call intentional living, is to, first of all, understand His intention. What is God's intention for whatever it is you're facing? What's His intention for your marriage? What's His intention for your finance or your work or your career, whatever it may be? And then the question is, and here's the decision, what are you going to do about it? And I quoted and referenced some of those characters in Scripture, like Nehemiah, who, once he got the information that his people back home were in really disrepair, and in disrespect, he had to make a decision. Was he going to continue on the path he was on, or was he going to really ask God to give him a vision for something bigger to make a difference in the lives of those that he cared for? You know, our verse here at Intentional Living, we keep coming back to in the book of Ephesians, reminds us that one of the things we should be doing every day is figuring out what pleases Christ, it says in the Bible. Figure out what pleases him. That's the discovery process. And then do it. And between those two is a decision point. Because, you know, we can figure out what pleases Christ and not do it. And we leave ourselves really in a precarious spot, spiritually and otherwise, when we do that. And so when we think about making a decision today, the verse that I think we'll hang on to during this time is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where we're told to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And by the way, your heart isn't just the beating thing in your chest, but your emotions, your intention, your will, and those things that really make you who you are. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and then He will direct your path. It's an if-then. If you do that, then He will direct your path. And part of that process is knowing His will and then making the decision to act on it. All right, let's go to Andrea on the line. Andrea, thanks for your call. What's going on in your family?
Today I was driving from northern Michigan downstate to drop my husband off at alcohol rehab for 30 days. We've got chickens and dogs and toddlers and the whole nine yards deep in the woods where I'm kind of all alone, but I know God's with me, and I know I'm going to be able to hold down the fort while He's gone. And I just want everyone to know how great God is, because I've been praying for over a year that He would make this choice on His own without being forced. And a few days ago, I read in the Bible about praying, the difference between, the difference between just praying and praying fervently. And I took out a notebook and I wrote down my fervent prayer, which was for Him to make this choice on His own. And the next morning, He came to me and told me He was going to go.
Amen. You're going to make it, Andrea. You're at the beginning of a journey, a new path. And the fact that He stepped out on His own and saying, hey, I need this, that's huge, as you know, in this process of recovery. So your commitment is to pray. What's the prayer going to be again for the next 30 days?
For just for Him to stick to this and succeed and come home and thrive in recovery. And then also, he's kind of in a place where in his life he didn't grow up in a home that went to church or believed in Jesus or God the way that I did. And so it's not that he doesn't believe, he just isn't very committed to the idea. And so my hopes are that when he comes home that he accepts Jesus and that he chooses to live a different life now that he's decided to change one part. I hope he decides to change all of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that call. Listen, you're on that journey, as I mentioned, and you take the decision that's been made now and build on it. And I trust that the decision your husband has made will be that life-changing. We talk about that defining moment in his life. And we welcome you to Intentional Living. You just joined us. We're talking about decision-making today, and the phone line is open. What have you learned about decision-making? What has God taught you about this? You can join us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Let's get to the calls here a little bit, and I got some things I want to share. Jeff Bezos of Amazon, who's no theologian, please. I think we all know that, right? But I'll tell you what, he makes a really powerful observation about decision-making in a letter that apparently he wrote to some of the stockholders. And I found this in a book on Reset by Dan Heath, and we'll get to that in a few moments. Pretty powerful stuff. And also, we're going to continue to build on the fact that God's Word teaches us the power of making intentional decisions. All right, let's get to the calls. Don, you're first in Michigan. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Thank you. What have you learned about decision making?
Well, I learned early in life that it's not always easy to make good decisions. So you kind of, that's what we're taught, like consequences for our actions. And we all kind of know that. But until you go down some roads that maybe you didn't want to go down and come through some tough challenges, then you can like make better decisions. But I mean, I've had like a Job experience before, and it wasn't very pleasant. But then I've realized that it made me into a better person, even though I didn't want to go through that series of tests. And I made better decisions after that. But I was always raised by my mom and dad to make positive decisions, good decisions. And not everybody had that, and I realized that. But then I realized in Proverbs it says, he who wins souls is wise. So if your heart is open to making friends and trying to lead them into do the right thing, you're not going to make a mistake. You can't break, you're not going to mess up.
Well, it's just like the verse that I shared a little bit ago, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart, which, by the way, is our intention, our thoughts, our emotions, and our will. And we say, I'm not going to depend on my own understanding, which is usually wrong because it's built on those things, our own emotions, our own thoughts, and our own intentions. And we seek his will in all that we do. And this is a part of the process of spiritual growth and maturity and development in our life. He will show you the path. The Bible promises God's going to open the path. He's going to show us the path. And when we try to make decisions, there are three things you really need to make sure you have in your mind. Number one is the cost. What's going to be the cost of this decision? Because there's a cost to everything. Cost to decide, or there's a cost not to decide. If you marry one person, you didn't marry another. Now, that's a cost, benefit discussion, right? You buy one car, you didn't buy the other. You buy one house, you didn't buy the other. You go to one job, you didn't go to the other one. You go to one church, you didn't go to the other. You eat one type of food, you didn't eat the other. Healthy, non-healthy, whatever. It's a decision. There's always a cost, and there's a cost of not deciding. We think sometimes if we don't decide, there's no decision there. Well, there is a decision not to decide, and you're going to pay the cost, whatever that is. Number two are the consequences. There's always a consequence. Sometimes it's intended, and sometimes it's an unintentional consequence. And we don't always understand why and how that happens, but as Christians, we trust that God knows, because the Bible says, if we're in his will, that all things are going to come together for his purpose. So cost, consequences, and then counsel. It's important to have counsel. The Bible is very clear. There's protection and safety in many counselors. And before we make a decision, a really smart person will talk to really smart, godly people who maybe been down that path, have some things to add into the decision-making process. Trying to make a decision outside of your circle of knowledge or understanding is really foolish, especially with the big decisions. We're going to talk about that in a moment. As I mentioned, Jeff Bezos makes an interesting observation about what he calls type 1, type 2 decisions. We'll get to that. Let's get back to the calls, though. In the meantime, Beth, you're next in Arizona. How are you today?
Hello there. Thank you, Dr. Randy, for taking my call. I'm doing good, and I hope you are, too.
Thank you. What have you learned about decisions?
There can be judgment if you make a wrong one on dealing with money from a long time ago. Thinking about, you're always saying, don't hang around those people because you'll become them. So there's a lot of, you don't want to be who you hang around the wrong people.
Is that what happened for you?
You want to be with the better people.
Is that what happened with you with the money?
No, I have... the money was where I wanted to do this business online, and my dad kept asking me, over and over, are you sure this is right? Oh, yeah, Dad, it's going to be good. It's going to have this dandelion tea business all good. But no, I didn't run it right, and I didn't have the help that I wanted that was expected. Mm-hmm. So it was now for every decision, he's constantly, double-checking me. And so it makes me think through. And with, being around the people, you don't want to hang around them because they ended up really bad. And so, they can be your friend for a little bit, but if they're turning south, you got to get away. And then my son is, I hear my mom, because her anniversary was the 31st of being in heaven for 3 years. And so I hear her say, just love them. Just love them. Don't whine about, hey, you didn't do the dishes yet in the sink. Well, he's 17. He's just keep the love going and they'll do it. Mm-hmm. Don't get on there, even though it's driving me up the wall, just have God for his patience. And
yeah, exactly. Because if we try to do it ourselves, and we jump in and we don't let our kids learn to make good decisions for themselves, we really shortcut them, don't we, in the process. All right. Hey, listen, I need to move on. I want to share with you something about this type 1, type 2 decision-making deal that we heard about. I read about, frankly, in a book with some words that came from Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I'll get to that in a moment. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. You're welcome to join in. We're just talking about decision-making. What have you learned? What has God taught you? What's your question? Number one on the list of being intentional, make a decision. Listen, if you don't make it, somebody will make it for you. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Maybe you're trying to make a decision. Should you move? Move to a different part of the country? Move to a different kind of job? Maybe you're looking to make some career decisions. Maybe you're trying to make a decision if you should marry or not. Maybe a decision, should I divorce or not? You know, we have many decisions in life, and we know that only a few decisions ultimately will alter the course of our lives, but those decisions matter. So I guess we start this month with the question, what is God's will for my life? What is God's will for my life? You know, undoubtedly, you've asked yourself or the Lord that very question, either recently or in the past or maybe even today. Perhaps it's something that you've even pondering right now in your life as you look to move forward. You want to find God's will. You want to do God's will in your life. But either way, the fact is you have or are desiring His will is a very good sign.
Knowing God's will, featured lesson up on our website here for you all, made available because of, man, so many wonderful people. You all have helped the ministry with your prayers and your concern. God bless you. Come join us. Your monthly support's plugging in to join the mission. Help us reach more people together. Really need you. And I just ask you to intentionally join us today. Call 888-888-1717. Bypass me by pressing number 2. It'll take you right to our staff. And you know what? They'll love to get you to join in. How to do it. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Type 1, type 2 decisions, Jeff Bezos, in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I have to live intentionally to take care of myself by stepping away for a day on Sunday from the news and just all of the, any outlet really, the TV, social media. I just have to think of myself and my family and kind of quiet everything down. And the most important thing that I've needed to do more to get spiritual muscle to take care of us, to read my Bible, the actual scripture reading, not just going to church and praying, has been a lifesaver.
Your comments are always welcome. Thank you for sharing yours. I've been reading a book by Dan Heath. He and his brother co-authored several books, and this one's recent, I think, came out, called Reset, How to Change What's Not Working. It's really a work-related career kind of secular book, but he talks about this process of hitting the reset button, and he references on page 130 about a letter, apparently, that was written by Jeff Bezos to shareholders, where he compared type 1 and type 2 decisions, and he said type 1 decisions are consequential and irreversible, or nearly irreversible. It's kind of like a one-way door, and these decisions must be made methodically, carefully, slowly, with great deliberation and consultation. If you walk through and don't like what you see on the other side, you can't easily go back to where you were before. It's kind of a one-way door. Type 2 decisions, he goes on to say, are reversible. A two-way street. If you make a decision, you don't like the results, you can just undo it. And type 2 decisions in life are kind of made quickly, especially if you have a high judgment. You can make good judgments in your life. But which kind of decision? Here's what happens, I think. I think sometimes we take type 1 decisions and we treat them like type 2. And something that should take a long time to think about, pray about, that isn't that exactly what Nehemiah did? He spent 4 months in prayer and fasting, seeking counsel, I'm sure, and really praying and letting God warm his heart to a decision he had to make about rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. What a powerful example of decision making. But sometimes we make type one decisions, big ones, life-altering decisions, like it's a type 2 decision. We run into it. Frankly, we sometimes spend more time on the reversible decisions than we do the ones not so much. And so today, I hope that as you leave the show in a little bit, think about this, you can think about in terms of, hey, is this a big decision? Is this, what's the level of importance? In our life, we're going to make probably several big type 1 decisions. Who we marry, where we work, what we do. Are we going to give our life to Christ or not? Frankly, that's the number one. But we also are going to make thousands of those type 2 decisions, and sometimes they can be compounding in our life, but understand that there's a different level of significance about those than maybe the type 1s. Talking about decision-making, come join us. What have you learned? 888-888-1717 is the number. Bob in Arizona. Hi there, Bob. Appreciate your call. How are you?
Hi there. I'm fine, Dr. Randy, and I appreciate the topic you have and the wisdom that you're giving the audience today.
Thank you.
I'm a retired business professor. I used to teach decision-making under uncertainty, but before that, I was an administrator that had to make all kinds of decisions and to use those tools. But I found that as long as I stuck with the structure that the Bible gave me, that provided a structure beyond just the mathematics.
Right.
And I could use that as an evaluative tool, and it may not have always looked like it was going to work out, but God always took me through. Mm. And sometimes it was like, you know, looking out the rear window of a 9-passenger station wagon. But in the end, the Holy Spirit was driving, and it did work out for good, just as the Word says.
What were some of the steps that you took? It's kind of a process. What can you kind of number them? What are some of the things you went through in your mind and in the questions you ask and making decisions?
Well, the first thing you had to do was get basic data and information. But the most important step was to go and pray. And the Lord spoke to me. This is going to sound funny to some people, but I will celebrate 58 years of marriage to my wife next week.
Great.
And we were not what you would call the great couple in the eyes of a lot of people, but the Lord said, she's the little girl for you, and you'll be happy with her. And I listened, and we have been happy. We have two sons and a grandson, et cetera, et cetera. It's not always smooth, but we've gone through it. You get your data, but you take your data to the Lord.
That's right.
And then you let Him guide you. And if you trust Him, and that's a key word, and I think you've mentioned this over and over and over again to your audience. Take time and let that still small voice speak to you, because the still small voice still speaks.
That's right, and that's a powerful thing. Listen, you're right about data. We need data. We need information. We need clarity. Take it to God. Take time. Get good counsel before you make that decision, because you're going to live with it. And of course, like we just said, there's big decisions and less so, but making decisions really powerful. Thanks, Bob. Congratulations, by the way, 58 years of marriage. That's quite a number.
We've all been there. You have a difficult decision, and you want to know God's will, but where do you start?
I believe that God's will is not nebulous or vague. It's all revealed for you and for me in His Word. To know and live in God's will, you must know and apply the Bible to every situation.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding God's Will, he discusses some practical ways you can know what God's will is for your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, your support's helping us do that. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. Every dollar, every dime that comes in here goes right back out in some form to help ministry. It helps with our satellite, it helps with our controls and our studios and publishing materials and doing what we do to impact people for Christ. And I just want to say thank you. Listen, we all have lots of places that we can put resources, okay? I get it. My wife and I, we tend to be those who are very generous in sharing and helping, encouraging ministries that we believe in, including this one, because we believe in this, what God has called us to do together here. And so I just invite you to pray about coming and joining us, being a part of this mission, a very special, powerful message of helping people live intentionally in Christ. How do you do that? You call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going into the closing theme here. I got about 60 seconds left, and we've only scratched the surface on this. We got so many great comments coming up and more that I intended to get to today. I just didn't have a chance. I'll tell you what, let's all come back and see if we can do this again tomorrow as we continue this discussion on how to make decisions. When we think about intentional living, there are really three basic steps. First of all is to make the right decision. There's a lot to that. That's what we're talking about today. Number two is then to declutter those things which are keeping us from really executing that decision, moving forward with it. And then number three, every day, at least doing one thing that's moving you in the direction of being successful with the decision you've made. And so we're talking about the first step in decision making. We'll have more tomorrow. Join us now. We're going to record it. Love to have you be a part of it. Tell us your story. Ask your question. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.